With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is a startling new report concerning the Israeli-Hamas war.
The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, said it has fired a number of its staffers in Gaza, suspected of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. Nations prompted the United States, Britain, Italy, Finland, Australia, and Canada to temporarily halt their funding. Van Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, said appropriate action will be taken against anyone found guilty, but said innocent Palestinian civilians will die if they do not receive much-needed aid. The US State Department said there were allegations against 12 employees. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back sharply after an International Court of Justice ruling to limit death and destruction in the Gaza offensive. Netanyahu says, quote, "We decide and act according to what is required for our security." Also at SRNnews.com, Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines warning that Democrats will eliminate the filibuster if Republicans fail to win back the majority in this year's election. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Daines told a gathering of conservatives in Washington this week, Democrats will succeed in eliminating the filibuster if they hang on to power. They tried in 2022, but were stymied by moderate Democrats Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who voted with Republicans to keep the 60-vote threshold alive. Noting that neither moderate will likely be in the Senate next year, Daines says majority Democrats would likely move to make Washington, D.C. a state and try to give Democrats a permanent advantage in federal elections. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating among younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, "human rights should begin in the womb." And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In India, Christians are bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of a historic mosque in the city of Ayodhya. Now, this event was designed to galvanize Hindu voters, and many fear will lead to acts of violence against Christians. This is SRN News. A major social media platform laying off dozens of workers.
TikTok becomes the latest tech company to trim jobs in the new year. A spokesperson for the company confirmed the social media platform is cutting 60 jobs. The company did not provide a reason for the layoffs. It says the impacted workers can apply to other open positions at TikTok, which currently has more than 120 similar job listings.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Irish eyes are smiling, and why not? Some 400,000 public sector workers in Ireland are getting a pay hike, 10.25% increase over a two-year period. Wrestling icon Vince McMahon resigning from WWE's parent company. Friday's resignation occurring the day after a former employee had filed a suit accusing him and another executive of sexual misconduct. More details at SRNnews.com.